Cradio, nourishing the soul of the digital generation.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and you're listening to Cradio. Each year, the Sydney Archdiocese puts on a one-month live-in youth leaders formation course to help young Catholics come to know, love, and live their faith. The course has been running since 2008, and it has proved to be a life-changing experience for all those who have been part of it. 2011 YLFC graduate Juan Fretch visited the Cradio studio recently, so I caught up with him about his faith story and YLFC experience.
My name is Juan, as you know, and I'm 26 years old. A little bit about my background. I was born and raised in Australia, so I consider myself a true blue, an Aussie. My parents are from Nicaragua, which is a very Catholic country. Both of them are deeply rooted in the faith. Coming to Australia was not easy for them because they had to leave everything behind, family, friends, work, culture, and so forth. But one thing that kept them going and that remained constant in their lives was their faith. And this is the greatest gift that they handed down to me. They took me and my siblings to Mass, and we prayed often together as a family, even though we didn't really understand, obviously, as kids, what was happening. Although I did not fully grasp the faith, I know that Jesus was a special person in my life, and he is somebody that I wanted a friendship with from a very young age. My faith, however, did remain private until about the age of 15. When I was 15, I joined my first youth group. I met some great people who shared similar values to me. This was a great environment for my faith to flourish because I was able to share my faith with others and learn from their experiences. It was also encouraging to know that you were not alone on this pilgrimage. This was the time I began to feel a greater love for Christ, the Mass, and even my prayer life began to deepen. I even felt a slight attraction to the priesthood, although that of course scared me a little bit at the age of 15. Things, however, did change a little bit when I turned 17. I could say that I was influenced by some bad company, but the truth is I made my own choices. I started partying, drinking, and clubbing, among other things. It was the general culture among the young people. I continued this lifestyle throughout senior year of high school and also university. During this time, God became quite distant in my life. Although he was always present, I lost awareness of that presence, and the kind of lifestyle that I was living was not allowing my faith to flourish. Reflecting back on it now, I can say that my life was empty and there was certainly a void in my heart that needed to be filled. When I finished uni, I began working in my profession in finance. Things were quite ordinary. I was simply getting along with things in life and I was caught up in worldly things. Then in July 2008, I went to Mass in Liverpool All Saints, and there was two individuals there giving a testimony, Luke and Anya, about a group called Antioch, which sounded very strange to me. But they were inviting people to join them for a weekend away. And I thought to myself two things. Firstly, why not? I'll give it a go. And secondly, I might find a good woman. Mm-hmm. So my intentions were not so much about Christ and the faith, but boy, was I in for a surprise. It was one of those transformative experiences. During the weekend, I encountered Christ's mercy in a profound way during the Sacrament of Confession. I met great people, some of whom I still hang out with and are my closest friends to date. But the most important thing is it sparked something in me. It was a desire for God which had been hidden away deep down. That spark was enough to set off a series of events that changed the course of my own life and path. I met a great priest who I developed a friendship with. He allowed me to encounter Christ at a deeper level through the sacraments. Once again, I felt an attraction to the priesthood, but at the same time, I was also attracted to the vocation of marriage. But as one of my friends once put it, there was a fork in the road, and so I decided to test the water. I joined the seminary where I received great formation and was able to discern more clearly. I suppose both the priesthood and marriage are beautiful. They are two great goods. God makes beautiful things, and this is what makes it so difficult to choose.
So Juan, you mentioned a series of events that started, and I know one of them was back in 2011, I think it was, you went along to the Sydney Archdiocese Youth Leaders Formation course.
I think that's right, Sarah.
So what led you? I mean, it's a whole month that you give up what you're doing. You were working in finance at the time, I think.
That's right,
I was. It's a whole month that you have to give up. What led you to go along to that course?
Well, what had happened is I just come back from an overseas trip, and as I said, I was discerning whether the priesthood was my call. And what happened was I decided to apply formally. By that time, I'd quit my job. And so then a friend of mine let me know about the Youth Leaders Formation course and how it changed their life. And so I decided once again, why not? I had nothing else on. And I said, look, this will be a good experience. And that's why I decided to really give it a go. And I always enjoy new experiences and meeting new people. So I decided to, you know, give it a go in 2011.
Who were the sorts of people that were on that course with you?
Oh, there were some strange people, let me tell you. Those Catholics. No. As I said, it's always nice to meet people that share similar values. You realize you're not alone in the journey. I met some wonderful individuals, all sorts of individuals. I mean, they range from, let's say, age 18 to 26. They were just very relatable, down to earth. And they were serious about the faith and holiness. And that was a beautiful thing, a good example for me, I think. So, yeah.
What happened during that month of the Youth Leaders course?
Well, it's based on the four pillars of formation. So you've got the intellectual formation, spiritual formation, pastoral formation, and human formation. Basically, you get these great speakers coming in and they give these great talks. So you're able to learn a little bit more about Christ. And I think that's very important. In order to love somebody more, you need to have a bit of knowledge about them as well. And it's good to deepen that knowledge about Christ and the faith. So you're able to then go out and actually defend the faith, but also to share it and articulate what it is that you believe in. But then it goes from the mind to the heart. So it's very relational as well. So during the Youth Leaders Formation course, during that month, we spend time in adoration, we go to Mass, we pray the Rosary, and we pray together as a community. And that's a beautiful experience because it's not just about how much am I praying or how much do I love God and what am I doing for God, but at the same time, it's about becoming conscious of God's love, the Father's love through Christ. And so by encountering Christ in the Mass and adoration, you become conscious of his love for you and his gaze on you. And then at the same time, then you feel drawn towards him. So that's very beautiful. And then that leads to, I say, from the heart to the hands. So we become the hands of Christ. We do pastoral work. So we actually go out and do missionary work in parish. We go to schools, juvenile centers. I mean, they get split up into groups. But it's a beautiful experience to actually go out there and share the faith with others. So that was a wonderful experience for myself, just going into the primary school, seeing the kindergarten kids, you know, adoring Christ. So we actually brought the Blessed Sacrament. It was just beautiful, you know. There was a sense of wonder in the kids, and that was, for me, it was quite a touching experience. It's also, from the hands, I can also talk about the fourth pillar, which is human formation. I suppose living in a community can really test you in one sense, but at the same time, you develop in self-knowledge and you develop as a human being, just relating to other people in general. You become more human, being with Christ and then being with people. That is the main message, I suppose, the relationship with Christ and people. So, but other than that, other than the formative stuff, I really enjoyed it. I mean, they struck a very good balance at the Youth Leaders Formation course. You know, you do fun activities, there's some fun people, particularly, you know, among the boys. There's a lot of fooling around and mucking around, a lot of pranks. I mean, you have a really good time, and certainly the friendships is a great gift that that I got out of it as well. So I'm very pleased. I mean, it's a beautiful experience for me. I still treasure it today.
Now, some young people might think, okay, well, living with other young people, that sounds fun, great talks, it sounds good, going out and doing some mission work, that sounds good too, but Mass every day and adoration, really? What would be your response to that, to people who might not think they could handle that?
Well, I suppose having the community and having others that are doing it as well encourages you first of all. So, I mean, some people were struggling, but I think the Holy Spirit works in funny ways. As time goes on, not only do you become used to it, but I think God does work in your heart as well. So I think that it is a transformative experience. And you should give it a go, is what I would say. Christ loves you very much, and it's good to spend time with him. I mean, that whole month is focused on God and on Christ and what the Holy Spirit is doing. And the central part of our faith is encountering Christ, and we do that in the most profound way in the Mass. So I think that I'll tell them, look, give it a go. It will challenge some people, there's no doubt about it, but sometimes we do need to be challenged. Every relationship is a challenge. You know, even marriage, I suppose, you know, you got to spend time with, you know, your husband or your wife, and that can be difficult, but, you know, it's good to spend time with Christ every day in Mass as well, so.
Can you remember any particular highlight for you, any particular moment or experience?
Well, I mentioned the one in the school. That was certainly one of them, when I saw the kids adoring Christ, and the fact that they were kind of aware that, you know, there was something special happening. For me, that was very beautiful. You know, these kids, they know what, you know, they know what's happening, maybe deep down. But going to the juvenile centre was another interesting experience. Just encountering the kids there, and, you know, a lot of them don't have God and they have broken families. But you can tell that they're genuinely seeking friendship, and, you know, they get involved in gangs and stuff like that. But I think it's just that desire to be in a community kind of setting. But kind of just being there and talking to them. I didn't really profess the faith or anything, but just being a good example for them and just listening to them, I think, was a good experience for me. It was something very different. I was a bit scared at first. You get a bit nervous. Big Samoan guys, you know, walking out and stuff. But they actually, when you talk to them, they're quite nice guys, and you realize that there's a lot of pain in their own lives. So for me, that was one of the highlights. But really just spending time in adoration and Mass, that was another one for me as well. I mean, when you're working, it's very difficult to do that. But when you can spend a month just with Christ, going to Mass every day, and, you know, just gazing at Christ, you know, in the Blessed Sacrament, I think that's a very special experience in itself.
So what was the big takeaway for you from the course and from the experiences of your classmates? What were some of the fruits?
Well, for me, I did join the seminary, but I did have a desire to get more involved in the parish. That was one thing that I felt, this huge passion. I mean, we did learn a lot during the Youth Leaders Formation course, and we got a lot of resources. So there are things that I wanted to apply when I got back to the parish, but because I joined the seminary, I wasn't able to do that. But maybe I'll have some time now on my hands. But one of the things, I suppose, while I was at the Youth Leaders Formation course, as I mentioned before, was the formative aspect of it, which was beautiful. Not just information, but formation as well. When I came out of the Youth Leaders Formation course, I was on a high, that's for sure. But I wanted to continue that experience. It's very difficult, as I said, when you're working, you're doing stuff, and, you know, life can be very ordinary. But I felt that even post YLFC, it was still formative for me. So I still wanted to continue to go to Mass daily. And I continued certain things like that, like praying. And just, I suppose, I had a greater focus on relationships, not so much on work and study and things like that, but more focus on my relationship with Christ and others. And that's one thing I think that I got out of it.
You mentioned earlier, like, you had a well-paying job in finance and you did spend some time discerning in the seminary. And now I believe you'd like to teach high school students. So what has triggered that? What makes you want to be a teacher?
Well, first of all, when I was in high school, it's very difficult to discern what you want to do, I think. You're very young, you're not 100% sure. I kind of thought, you know, I make a bit of money, finance sounds like a pretty good career, and a friend of mine did it, I said, why not? So I jumped in. But I began to realize that that wasn't probably for me. I wanted something a bit more meaningful, and as I started to pray, I said, what would God want me to do, as opposed to just what do I want to do? And the two things that stood out for me, in my, let's say, when I was 23, around that age, was teaching or the priesthood. And I decided to test the priesthood first, just to see what is this attraction about. But at the same time, I did feel that teaching was the other thing that I wanted to do. So now that I've kind of left the seminary and discerned that the priesthood wasn't for me, I've decided to go into teaching. And because I've received so much from the seminary, as I said, formation and just a beautiful spiritual experience, I want to share that with people in some capacity. And I think I can do that as a teacher, not just teaching, but just through my example, I suppose. You know, we do need good teachers. My goal would be, and my dream would be, to get into Catholic schools, God willing. and to be able to teach religion at some stage. And that's something I'm passionate about. And I'd like to share what I've learned as well, a bit of the wisdom that I've learned in the seminary. And as I said, there's a lot of brokenness in families. A lot of kids don't have good role models. And they don't really know who Christ is. And I'd like to make Christ present just through my example and hopefully through my teaching, you know, if I can be a good teacher. But I suppose that's one of the reasons, yeah, that I wanted to do it. And we'll see what happens.
Now, you mentioned you did the Youth Leaders Formation course at a time that for you was a bit of a fork in the road. And having done it myself, I know I did it when I completed university, and it was great because it was a time for me of formation and discernment in helping me to discover God's will for my life. And it was a similar experience for you. But, you know, someone might be finishing high school. They may have just turned 18. They have the option of, say, going to schoolies or spending time going out with friends, or, you know, they're on uni break, and that's a month. That's a lot of their time. And what would you say to encourage them to take that month out? Why do it?
Look, I'll say you won't regret it. It's one of those experiences that you'll treasure for life. As I said, you'll meet great people. That's one of the great gifts from it. If you're serious about your faith, then certainly you want to go there because you encounter Christ in a very deep way, in a very profound way. But even when you're just finishing high school, as I said before, it's very difficult for you to kind of discern what you want to do in life. There's a lot of pressure from family, friends, you know, society. I think it's good to get away for that month just to clear your head, get a bit of rest. You just finished the HSC, your high school, maybe appropriate the experience of what's happened, but pray to Christ, reflect a little bit more deeply, and I think that that will assist you as well in making the decision moving forward as to what you want to do. And I think it's very important to take that time out to really think about it. We don't really do it. It's a lot of exams and pressure, and people just say, look, I'll do this or that. But to take a month away to form yourself as a human being, to mature and to think deeply about what you want to do in life, I think is always important, and you don't lose from that. Queensland's not going anyway.
This year's Youth Leaders Formation course is kicking off on the 25th of November and will run until the 21st of December. If you're between the age of 18 and 35 and would like to attend, time is running out, so make sure you contact ylfc@sydneycatholic.org/ASAP. For more information, head to sydneycatholic.org/YLFC. And for more talks, interviews and shows, visit cradio.org.au.
cradio.org.au